This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سليمان ابن مهران الأعمش. So great scholars of hadith. He was among the تابعين رحمه الله تعالى. You know, fame is based on what you gain in life. But greatness is based on what you give in life. And that's exactly what Al-A'mash رحمه الله was. He was very poor. He didn't get much. He didn't have wealth. He didn't have power, position in the government, or anything like that. But he have contributed so much knowledge, it's unbelievable. I can tell you, and I tell this to my students when I teach Torah Bearers, and we talk about Al-A'mash, I tell them just randomly pick any book of hadith and flip the pages. I guarantee you, you're not going to go through 5-6 pages unless you find a hadith reported and narrated by Al-A'mash, rahimahullah ta'ala. To the extent that some scholars said, حفظ السنة على أمة محمد ستة. Six people have saved the sunnah of the Prophet for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them, Al-A'mash rahimahullah, Sulaiman ibn Mahran. But with all I said about him, and there is much more to be said, and you will hear when you join us, inshallah, in the class, there is one thing about Al-A'mash rahimahullah, that his personality was completely different than any other scholar that you study. And that's in itself one of the major points of discussion that we discussed together during the class. You know, in order for you to be a great Muslim, do you need to change your personality? You know, do we have to have every scholar to be a carbon copy from each other's? They have the same exact way of dealing. And yeah, there are certain standards, but we have to understand people are different. They have different personalities. For example, A'mash was not a very social person. He doesn't like to social with people much. He doesn't like people to ask him too many questions. You know, one time he was visited by someone who is, he liked to argue, and somebody liked to act like he knows so much and he doesn't know much. Al-A'mash can't stand people like that. So he came to visit Al-A'mash and he started talking and stuff. Al-A'mash rahimahullah just, you know, waiting for the moment that this guy to leave. So the guy told him, I hope you're not being bothered by me being here. He said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm bothered by you when you are in your home. So what do you think how I feel right now? Rahimahullah, yes, it is maybe not the nicest way to say it, but that's how he is. You know, one time his students told him, we're hungry, can you feed us? And he's very poor. So he's nice enough to bring them food. So they said, we're still hungry. He got him another ball of, you know, like a soup or something like that. Then they ate it. They said, we're still hungry. Then he brought them a stick of hay and he dropped it in front of them. They said, what is this? He said, I give you my food and you ate it. I give you my wife's food and you guys ate it. And the only food left in my house is my goat's food. So maybe it will be sufficient for you. So he has this way of talking, you know. Once he was walking into a place called Al-Hammam. It's a public place where people take a shower, like a spa today. And he saw this guy with nothing covering his aura. So he closed his eyes and started walking like a blind. So the guy was, you know, being sarcastic. He said, oh, I know you're Amish and you're blurry eyed. He said, since when you became blind? Since you dropped your pants. So he's wit, you know, that's him. But that's his personality. Not every scholar like that. You know, one of the scholars, I think, Sufyan, used to say, كُنَّ نَتَجَرَّعُ الذُّلْ فِي مَجْلِسِ الْأَعْمَشِ. It was like a humiliation to study under him. But you know what? In the end of the days, they learned so much from him, rahimahullah ta'ala. Not everybody need to be perfect. And that's one of the major discussion that we have in the course. You don't need to be perfect to be great. But you know what? If you contribute, if you sincere, if you maintain and control your personality, even if you don't change it, you still can be a very great person. And also we know that not everybody should be taken as a role model in every actions and every aspect of their lives, except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking forward to discuss more points about this scholar and so many others in Torch Bearers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.